Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Michelle Juanita Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach extraordinaire. I take you from where you are right now. I show you how powerful you are. I remind you why you came here to Earth, the teaching planet. And I reconnect with the highest and the best version of you. This is Manifesting Miracles, and you, my friend, are a manifestation manister, and you are ready to manifest. You're ready for your abundance. You're ready for the vibration, the frequency, and everything to align in your life because you're in love with being you. And if you're not, we are going to get you there. We're going to make sure that you are aligned. We're going to make sure, because this is a team of light that is surrounding you in every single moment. This isn't a spiritual conquest. This is scientific facts. We are creators. We are energy beings. We can't get down into the reality of what we have seen, touched, tasted, and felt. That is the 3D. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, well, welcome, baby. This show will change your life. It is in alignment with your highest self. You see, your angels and your guides got sick and tired of you playing small, of you pretending like you weren't a creator. And so some amazing person brought you the link and said, hey, man, you got to check out what's happening. Why over 45,000 of you in a little over 14 months have said yes to manifesting their miracles without a single co-host, without a single piece of marketing, without a single use of collateral marketing or media. You, the listeners, the people who are in this community, the manifesting manifestors that each and every one of you are, decided to show up for yourself differently. You decided that at this point in time, you were going to share this vibration of abundance with everybody. And that meant sharing it with the person who's listening right now. You see, every time you raise the vibration by sharing this podcast with 5 to 10 people, you are saying that you are not intimidated by their growth. You are not intimidated by their wealth. You are not intimidated by their relationship. You are not intimidated by their love. You are not intimidated by their self-confidence because you see it in them too. Or maybe they are coming from a place of lack. They're always talking about the husband they don't have, the job they can't get, the boat that they don't have, the house that they don't have, the neighborhood they don't have. They're always connecting with their lack. And so you said, because you're a phenomenal being, you're an energy light being, you're a manifesting manifester, you are an abundant being. You said, hold up. I'm going to sit back in this reality and I'm going to make sure that when I tap in and I tune in and I vibrate in my highest self, what I see is everyone I love around me elevating their energy as well. Ooh, we just hit 111. It's time for us to declare something. So whenever you see a little breadcrumb from the universe, like let's say repeating numbers, 111, 444, 333, 222, first of all, take notice that it's not necessarily always going to be in those repeating numbers. I have somebody right now that told me that they always see 1234, 1234 all the time. And so we looked it up and it had a very significant meaning in their life. You should Google it. You should see what the spiritual meaning is. But that breadcrumb from the universe is just literally the tip of the iceberg. Do you know where that turn of phrase comes from? Because you only see a little bit of the iceberg above the water. The iceberg is huge. It's like imagine a huge mountain in Colorado, or if you've ever seen a mountain or just on TV, flipped upside down, and just the little butt is sticking out, the root butt. So when people say it's just the tip of the iceberg, you are vibrating in an energetic pattern, in an energetic field of either quantum leaping, time lineal jumping, stacking, or you're moving in an energy.
It's 5 o'clock.
Now you know what time it is. You're moving in an energy in which you push yourself and push yourself and push yourself to a place where there is only light, where there's only creation, where there's only love. And if you're the tip of the iceberg of what you're creating and what you're manifesting, and you are, then you have to get in control of the iceberg inside of you. So this is the year 2020. And if this is your first time aligning with this energy, or you've been listening and you've listened to every single episode, there's, I think, 98, 97. This might be 99. I don't know. I got 99 problems and manifesting ain't one. So I want to let you know that in each and every episode, I download this communication from my guides, from my angels, and psychically and intuitively come up with content. There are no scripts. There's no anything. But what I have gathered from you guys is that you are wanting more and more and more and more. And I get it. And I am here to give you more and more and more and more, because I want you to hear me loud and clear that when you tap in to manifesting miracles, we are tapping into you, my angels and my guides and my field of energy. I'm going to bring in Buddha. I'm going to bring in Jesus the Christ. I'm going to bring in all of our ancient historical and spiritual leaders into this meditative process, so I can then call out into the universe and say, what do they need right now? Because you as a collective who are tuning in and listening, Your vibration is felt throughout the whole universe. It is a quantum field in where we are manifesting. So this vibration, this thought turns into an idea and a vibration, an energy, a frequency. And then in the reality we have now created in the field of materialized things, that actual thing. How do you think quantum leaping works? Time jumping. Time is not linear. It's stacked upon stacked upon stacked. And so right now, there is a beautiful higher version of you that is dancing with their soulmate, that looks in the mirror and says, oh yeah, I like ye. That is in love with being in love with themselves. That doesn't think it's selfish to put yourself first. That has the beautiful life and the beautiful situation and everything's aligned. And that's the higher self that has connected you to this podcast. Because this is the time and this is the place for you to understand who you are. And if for some reason this podcast doesn't seem to become enough, 3 times in 2022, I'll have 3 more courses. It's the same course. Alignment Exposed just kicked off, and those 12 people's lives will be forever changed. Forever. Every year, I pick 12 people to take this course. So the rest of the year, I do a class called Into the Mystic. And Into the Mystic is a 4-week class where we all connect. There's a ton of us. We have a blast. We talk about the metaphysical. We talk about angels. We talk about guides. We talk about crystals. We talk about candle work. We talk about sigils. We talk about covens. We talk about circle work. We talk about tapping. We talk about using your psychic intuition. It's very much a metaphysical course. Now, if you want more interest in that, you can just go to Instagram or email me at info@michellejlamont.com or go to michellejlamont.com. Everything's there for you. Now, you can also go to my website and sign up for my newsletter and get my tips and my suggestions and get advanced notice on things that are going on in the world, like moon cycles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a powerful way for us to connect together. Okay. So you can go there, get my newsletter. And when you sign up for the newsletter, guess what you also get? My free book. I'm a giver. You get a book and you get a book and you get a book and you get a book. But guess what? This podcast today is a next step tutorial. So I love Sex and the City. And right now they're calling all of their episodes and just like that. So this episode is called Manifestation and Just Like That. So today we're going to focus on expanding the basic understanding of manifestation. So if you listen to Wednesday's podcast, and let me explain something to you. I do not do these podcasts in any specific order where you have to listen to one and then another and then another and then another. But a lot of people, because I get to see the numbers from the producers, well, listen to an episode. Maybe you found me on an interview on another podcast. Maybe a friend led it to you. Maybe you were given my book. Maybe you heard me speak somewhere. Or maybe your angels and your guides made sure that you were tuned in and ready to elevate your energy and switch the vibration in which you're creating matter. Don't create matter for matter. Create from field. Create from energy. Create from vibration. So anyway, sometimes I jump ahead. So this, what a lot of people do is they'll find their episode that they log in and then they go back to episode 1 and then they go all the way up the food chain. So that way every day they can listen to a podcast. And I highly recommend it because every single day, if you spend 30 minutes on raising your energy, your frequency and vibration, how do you think you're showing up for life differently? Are you going to tell me that you would rather do what you've always been doing? Come home, plop down, watch Netflix, sit on your phone, jack around, start with the wine, start with the weed, start with the sex, start with whatever the fuck you're doing? Or are you ready to commit to a new vibration for yourself? What are you going to invest in yourself? Are you going to invest in yourself, in your energy, in your time, in your money, in your vibration? Or are you just going to do this twice a week with me? Let's go all the way. Go big or go home. Come on now. Vamos a ser fuerte aquí. This is a powerful, powerful show. So I'm going to ask you to please listen to the podcast every single day. 20 minutes. Look for shorter times if you need to. Play it when you're going to sleep. Let yourself marinate in this energy all night long. So, you know, obviously understanding your astrological sign, your life path number, then we have our guides and our angels. So let's touch about like when I say, and just like that, and just like that, you are activating things into the reality because you understand that they are here to assist you. So if you have never called in your guides, if you've never communicated with them, if you've never understood that you have this, you know, VA in the skies, some of us have one, some of us two, some of us have four, some of us have 20. I think people that come here with bigger projects like Lizzo's, Beyonce's, those kind of people, that they upgrade, they get more and more and more. Or or maybe their team already started with 20. Who knows? But I think the higher that you... So let me explain to you something. You come here with a team and a purpose to either clear out your energy, to expand your vibration. So somebody said to me, if I create my reality, why would I come here to experience rape? Well, that's the only question that you and your soul understand. Michelle, if I create my reality, why would I come here to be sexually assaulted? Michelle, if I create my reality, why would I marry a woman who cheated on me? Michelle, if I create my reality, why would my mom have been hit and killed by a drunk driver? Why did my baby die 2 days after it was born? All of these are valid, poignant questions, and you have to say to yourself, that vibration, that energy, that frequency, you and your guides together experienced to heal from, not to live in forever. And as you experience these very powerful, magnetically, emotionally charged vibrations, frequency, and energy, you are then aligning yourself with either growth or repetition. So the guides come in and they help us to experience the most emotion out of the situation. So yes, they're pushing us to have more pain. They're pushing us to have more joy. They're pushing us to have more ecstasy. That dopamine hit is so we understand what we're experiencing. And when we are in that pathway, we are aligning with the guides and leveling up this energy. Or we're telling the guides, we do not want to move forward. We want to stay where we are. We're addicted to the suffering. We're addicted to the pain. We're addicted to the loss. Now, your angels, you'll never experience. Very few of us will ever experience a true angel on earth. Why is that? Well, in my classes that I've taken and my workshops that I've attended and the books that I've read and the mediums and the psychics that I've spoken to all agree on one thing. Angels are just too pure. You see, as a vibrational being, it's very, very hard for your guides to lower their vibration to where you are. So you'll start to see these little breadcrumbs from the universe, 111, 444, synchronicities, alignments. You know, I saw this red Corvette all day long, and then on TV I saw a red Corvette, and then I saw another red Corvette, and da 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 da. And then what do you know? I get to work, and right next to me is a red Corvette. So I go to the dealership, and they have a red Corvette that somebody just turned in, and it was meant for me. These are all the ways, it's a very difficult, very slow process that your guides help you get to where your destination is. They're trying to pull you back from being attached to your pain and your suffering. That wasn't the purpose of experiencing. The purpose of you coming here and being in a wheelchair, or being blind, or having a debilitating disease, or suffering an unimaginable suffering, forgiving. I was once in an interview with somebody and they titled the podcast that I was interviewed in, Forgiving the Unforgivable, because that's how they viewed my life. And if you don't know a lot about me, you can go back and listen to episode 2. I think that one's a pretty good one. Episode 44. Episode 3, episode 4, episode 6, episode 29. Okay, they're all great. But to hear my story from growing up in an orphanage to Oprah and the sexual abuse, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, being homeless, everything, that no longer is something that vibrates for me, right? So I don't even like to talk about it because I look at that those chapters of my life as just chapters. Those are the last, you know, 4 chapters of my life. I'm ready to create the next 4 chapters of my life. I'm looking forward to the creation's process. So an angel sits at the right hand of creation. And when creation is sitting there thinking about you, because we are all one verse, one universal energy, that's how I can love people that nobody can love. That's why it doesn't bother me who you vote for or who you like. That's why these things that we feel are just a passing thing. I don't need to get stuck in them. I don't need to convince anybody of anything. I know who I am. And an angel is a pure energy being. So the second that we get into a place where we don't believe in a limitless creation, meaning I'm going to manifest $1 million. And then a second later, if I was to put a lie detector test on, or if I was to put a map on your brain and map your brain to see if the dopamine hit when you said that, I bet both come back as negative. You don't believe you're going to manifest $1 million, and your brain confirmed it. Your body did not flip the switch of creation. So an angel only lives where the switch is always on. The angel's like, oh, look, everything's so beautiful on earth. Everyone's happy. The dolphins are swimming. The whales are splashing. The birds are flying. The trees are growing. And creator goes, yes, you're right. Everything is growing and beautiful and lovely there on that planet. Now, your guides have been here. They came and manifested themselves into a body. And then they had a life or several lives. And when their time to come back to Earth, or maybe they're done, they're learning as a guide the things that help us here on the teaching planet called Earth. So our guides must be invited in. We must activate them. We must talk to them. And we must ignite that part of that energy and say, it is exciting to know that this is available to us. So how do we do it? It's really simple. You're just going to close your eyes. I want to be in a relaxed position. Allowing your lower half of your body to feel more settled. Clearing the space in front of your mind. Clearing the space inside of your brain. Feeling your tailbone settle down if you're laying flat on a bed. Allowing your arms to flop. Unclench your jaw, rolling your shoulders forwards and backwards, your neck side to side. Now, I want you to visualize a round circle of protection around you. This is where your creative field comes in, whether you're going to use a color or it's clear. Or it's made of feathers, made of crystals, whatever you want. Just visualize this beautiful circle of protection all the way around you, just orbiting. Invite your higher self, invite your guides and your angels in. Say that only for the highest and the best good of me will I work with energy that allows the higher and the best part of me. That protects me, that loves me, that sees me as the purest and the best. I invite that energy in. Then you're going to sit there for a minute or two and relax. Good job. Stay. Good. Now I want you to say, I openly and with my full and highest heart invite my guides to be an active and positive energy in my everyday life. And with no harm to me or anyone else, slowly but carefully, touch me on my arm or my leg in a way that that feels comfortable and safe to me. Mine just touched me on my back. So then after you've had this connection with your guide or your angel, you're going to then know how to call them in. You can call them in the day. You can call them in the night. Just reactivate that circle and reactivate that energy. That's it. That's it. That's how you activate your guides. And so now you're walking with this confidence that the guides are already in the vibration of you. They've always been there. They just need to be activated. So breaking out of our old belief system, activating a new belief system, understanding what an angel is, understanding what a guide is, understanding that we have a purpose and a path, and that we are here to manifest things into the reality, allows our guides and angels to clear everything away. Don't get so hung up on money. Don't get so hung up on your looks. Don't get so hung up on being important. Don't get so hung up on being famous. Don't get so hung up on the vanity and the ego. What is ego? Ego, E-G-O, edging God out. And if you don't like the word God, substitute anything you want. Words only have meaning if you give them meaning. Okay. We add new words to the English language or the urban dictionary or the slang language all the time. A word didn't mean something, now it means something. About a year and a half ago, my little nieces started saying sus. That's so sus. That's sus. Now, this is the year 2022. So if this is the year 2040, and that sounds like very retro to you, there you are. Remember, stacking time, not linear time. So in that energetic field where you are creating and you are evolving and you are a creator, tapping into a new way of creating allows new pathways for things to come. But if you think that driving a Lamborghini is going to change who you are, go rent a Lamborghini for the weekend. Go to all the places you want to go. Get that adrenaline flowing. Make people believe and think that you have that and see that it really doesn't matter. Okay, cool. Cool. You had to park really far away. Cool. So no one touched your car. Wait till you find out how much the oil changes. Wait till you find out that you can't go to the grocery store. You can't go to Target. Your life is never, you have to have another car because everybody will mess with this. You see, it's not the greener grass that you're looking to manifest. You're looking to be happy with you right now. You can't create joy if you don't have it. You can't find love if you're not loved. You can't find money if you're not abundant. You can't find faith if you're faithless. And I know what I know about manifesting. And the number one thing that activated celebrities and checks flying out of the sky, I got $30,000 one month for no fucking reason. I let it go and surrendered. And surrendering how it's going to happen is removing the ego from your vibration. And just like that, you turned that activation switch on. So I hope that this episode of Manifesting Miracles was a breakthrough for you. And if you want to talk about it, if you have questions, if you need a little bit more, I offer a free 15-minute session. The first 15 are on me. A little coffee and Michelle, huh? Little Manifesting Michelle magic right in your house, because I'm alive right now. If this is the year 2022, I'm currently alive. I'm currently available and I can help people. I've done it for hundreds, thousands of people. I've spoken to huge audiences. I've helped just starting the podcast, 45,000 souls. Why not you? You are worthy. You are divine. You are blessed. You are protected. And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But do you love you? Do you see your worthiness? Your guides and I are all on the same team. We are cheering for you. But until you're ready to break from the old belief system and detach yourself, you're going to stay where you are. But just like that, you can flip. So until next time, go manifest your miracle. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, and it's time to activate yourself today.